This is VOA News via remote by Kristen Melton. Iraq has denounced as unacceptable a U.S. decision to blacklist the leader of a state umbrella group for mainly Iran-backed Shiite militia. Washington imposed sanctions Friday on Faleh al-Fayyad, the head of Iraq's Popular Mobilization Forces. The U.S. Treasury accused him of leading a militia that killed hundreds of protesters with live ammunition during a crackdown on anti-government demonstrations in 2019. It said he had coordinated with Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The Iraqi Foreign Ministry called the decision an unacceptable surprise and said it will follow up with the current and new administrations in Washington on all decisions by the Treasury Department and its words against Iraqis. Iraq is a close military ally of both the United States and Iran. The two countries have battled for influence there since a U.S.-led invasion in 2003 toppled dictator Saddam Hussein. Both countries supplied military support to Baghdad to fight against Islamic State forces from 2014 to 2017. The United States still has thousands of troops in Iraq, while Iran still supports the Popular Mobilization Forces. A new poll from Reuters and Ipsos indicates some 57% of Americans want U.S. President Donald Trump to be immediately removed from office. This comes after he encouraged a protest this week that escalated into a deadly riot outside the U.S. Capitol. Most of the respondents backing Trump's removal were Democrats. Republicans polled were much more supportive of Mr. Trump serving out the final days of his term, which ends on January 20th. We'll have more on this and all stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Indonesian officials say at least 11 people are dead and 18 others injured in back-to-back landslides in West Java on Saturday night. An official with Indonesia's National Agency for Disaster Management said the first landslide was due to heavy rain and unstable soil conditions in that area, while the second one was triggered by search and rescue personnel evacuating people from the first landslide area. The search and rescue effort will resume on Sunday, despite predictions of further foul weather. More heavy rain is predicted, along with lightning and strong winds. January and February are the peak of Indonesia's rainy season. An avalanche that hit a Russian ski resort near the Arctic city of Norilsk late Friday killed three members of a family and buried four buildings under snow, according to Russian authorities. Officials said rescuers recovered the bodies of two adults and an 18-month-old child. Officials said a 14-year-old was pulled from the snow alive and hospitalized with frostbite. Russia's investigative committee, which probes major crimes, says it has opened a criminal probe to determine if the building's owners had adequate safety measures in place. Norilsk is Russia's northernmost city. It's more than 2,800 kilometers northeast of Moscow. U.S. prosecutors have filed motions saying that Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez took bribes from drug traffickers and had the country's armed forces protect a cocaine laboratory and shipments to the United States. The documents quote Hernandez as saying he wanted to, quote, shove the drugs right up the noses of the gringos by flooding the United States with cocaine. The motions filed Friday with the U.S. Southern District of New York don't specifically name the president, but clearly identify him. The president hasn't been charged and has repeatedly denied connections to traffickers, despite the 2019 conviction of one of his brothers. A blizzard has blanketed large parts of Spain with 50-year record levels of snow, halting traffic and leaving thousands trapped in cars or in train stations and airports that have suspended all service as the snow keeps falling. Half of Spain is on alert, with five provinces on their highest level of warning. In the capital, Madrid, authorities called in the military to rescue people trapped in their vehicles on small roads and major thoroughfares alike. The National Weather Agency had warned that some regions would get more than 24 hours of continuous snowfall. We'll keep you updated on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.